Hello, line 9 is the residential design class. This is a heat loss gain and duct design class is the formal name. Manual D and J is also known as that. If you went to one of the TCSG, this is the Technical College System of Georgia. So I don't mean Loras Tech or any of these other private schools. It's got to be the public college system of Georgia under the technical school system. It's got to be these exact class name numbers. If it's during the trimester period up until about 2012 or 13, something like that, it'd be ACT-107. If it's when they went to semesters, they changed it to AIRC, like air conditioning, 1060. Okay, if you've taken that class, you're not required, you don't have to take this residential design class that I label HLG-DD, heat loss gain-duct design-R for residential. So, first of all, you need this for Class 1 restricted license. You also need this for Class 2 non-restricted. Some people think they don't need the residential going for Class 2. You absolutely do. Okay. However, let me say this, that I know I've had at least 7 of these instructors in these technical schools of Georgia in my classes. They don't teach you what you need to know for the test. It's not taught as an exam prep, and it varies through the state a little bit, but some of them don't even hardly have much coverage in the books of D and J. So I absolutely strongly recommend you take the class anyway. The people that didn't and went to take the exam usually fail because it's not an exam prep. My exam prep class doesn't cover D&J. That's what the D&J class is for. So there you go. So about, I'd say a third or more of the test sometimes is on D&J design. They say it's about 45%, but it doesn't seem to be that much. So you cannot pass the exam without this residential design class. You just don't. When everybody fails, it's always the design. Always the design. Okay, so you could apply with your school transcripts with ACT 107 or 1060 and get approved and then take the residential class. So you could go that route, but it's up to you. But you would absolutely need to take it before the exam is, again, highly, strongly encouraged. Hope that makes sense. Thank you. Have a good day.